program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
Well, on the air.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents...
We love the earth.
Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator.
Well, on the earth.
Radical Russ Belville.
All right, welcome to the weekend. It is Friday, May 11th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us here for our show to cap off what has been a wonderful week of weather here in Portland, Oregon. This big, glowing, hot, yellow disc has appeared in the sky. We've heard it's called the sun, and we're really happy to see some of it. Joining us here in the studio, we got Ganja John hanging out over here on the mic.
I considered skipping work today to go fly a kite and take some psychedelics, but I didn't because I love y'all.
It is definitely kite flying weather, so Ganja John has made it in. We've also got Wiz Calico hanging out here on the end.
Aloha. I have my sunglasses on.
Did you get your votes in?
Well, I like to drop mine off at the ballot site on Tuesday, but yes, people should have them mailed in.
That's right. I got mine out there for the mail waiting to be picked up. We've also got in our virtual studio in beautiful Astoria, Oregon, we got Cannabis Carrie hanging out there. How you doing, Carrie?
Hello. I'm doing great. It is nice weather.
My goodness. Are you there, Carrie?
I am. Oh, you can't hear me?
I think the studio audience's applause swallowed you up.
But you can hear me now, right?
We've got you. You're like the Verizon guy. We can hear you.
That's great.
And the weather, I assume, has been fantastic in Astoria as well.
Yeah, it's gorgeous here. But I think it's gorgeous even when it's raining. So, you know, I'm not a very good judge of that.
Carrie's a big fan of slugs. She likes the slugs.
I don't like the slugs.
You don't like the slugs?
They deserve a good life, too.
That's right.
Who am I?
Everybody talks about sanctity of life. They never think of the slugs. Well, Carrie's our senior news editor, and she's got the hemp headlines for today. So what's in the news, Carrie?
Today, I've got a story coming from Arizona. Some more progress on putting those dispensaries in place there down in Arizona. Also a story coming out of Alabama. If there's another reminder that you need to be careful when picking your recreation of choice. And I'm going to take you to Montana, where an interesting case, a criminal case that unfolded last year is unfolding again. It's sort of a wacky case. I'm going to see if you can make any sense out of it, Russ. That coming up in today's Hemp Headlines.
All right, I'll get to that. Also, I've got some stories from Minnesota on police there drugging protesters. Weird story. New Jersey weed man update and drug testing for balloonists. We'll talk about that and more. Also coming up on today's show, we got Dave Bienenstock, the West Coast editor of High Times Magazine, here with the High Times preview and the High Times Medical Marijuana Quarterly preview, as well as a preview of the San Francisco Medical Cannabis Cup. And then at the bottom of that hour, a big treat. We've got a cannabis comedian and MC Ngayo Belum is joining us. So we are going to have a lot of fun with Ngayo. He's going to stick with us too for hour two in Toker Talk Radio. We'll take your calls as well. It's going to be a good time. So stick around. You're listening to Normal Show Live. We're back right after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live.
I just said that.
The voice of the marijuana nation.
Hi, I'm Radical Russ. One of the best things about marijuana is the wonderful aroma. But when you travel a lot like I do, that aroma becomes a suspicious smell. That's why I endorse stealth-products.com, the leaders in smell-proof containers. From smell-proof vacuum bags to smell-proof backpacks and duffel bags, all the way to smell-proof digital safes, stealth-products.com has you covered. Stealth-Products.com brings you safe, secure, odorless layers of protection with activated carbon fiber. Backpacks and duffel bags are simple black so as not to attract attention with a logo or a flashy design. Now, nothing is perfectly odor-controlled from the detection of drug dogs, but with proper vigilance, containers from Stealth-Products.com will help you avoid nosy humans.
You're now listening to Elliot Beats.
Stealth-Products.com. Stealth-Products.com.
This is Normal Show Live.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
And I hate these stories, but a good reminder that no weed may be a better option than synthetic weed. Northeast Alabama authorities are reporting that several people recently have been hospitalized with kidney problems in the area. Health officials indicated that there were 30 cases of people recently hospitalized with symptoms of kidney failure, all within the last month, and all linked with using a synthetic marijuana product that turned out to be tainted. In this case, the product was spice. All of those affected were between the ages of 15 and 33. They believe that the substance contained pesticides or herbicides, and that is what made everyone sick. In this case, investigators think the pesticides may be a common household spray used to kill roaches, which the synthetic THC users unknowingly ingested. Just as DeKalb County Sheriff Jimmy Harris, along with District Attorney Mike O'Dell, were reporting the problem, a brand new law went into effect this week in Alabama that bans many of the synthetic THC products. Sheriff Jimmy Harris said that they had received several calls from citizens reporting which places some selling them behind the counter. He says that they plan on using the new law to fight the problem, and he promised that he would have officers follow up on all the citizen tips to go after anyone in the county still selling these products. Authorities said that they would also consider assault charges against the manufacturer of the synthetic marijuana responsible for causing so many to get sick, according to District Attorney O'Dell. Now, of the 30 affected, some require temporary dialysis and all but one have recovered, but one man may have to be on dialysis for a very long time or possibly the rest of his life. District O'Dell's office is now working with authorities in Cherokee, Etowah, Jackson, and Marshall counties to see if anyone else has gotten sick from using the illegal substance. They are asking if anyone having recent kidney problems that were recently diagnosed to contact their office. I'd also like to add, you might want to contact your doctor.
Yeah, definitely.
Staff in the area has been alerted to look for symptoms as well, Russ. Now, if you remember, it was just earlier this year, we had a similar outbreak of kidney problems in Casper, Wyoming, where seven people were hospitalized with serious health problems after smoking the product Blueberry Favorite Spice.
Yeah. You know, and the legal problem with this, of course, is that the package is going to say not for human consumption. And, you know, it was very clear you shouldn't have smoked this. But still, we kind of know why people are getting this. John, this thing, you know, and plus the kidney problems on this thing is just
yeah, heinous. That's not worth anything.
No.
I can't imagine a high. I've been high from just about every drug on the spectrum, and I can't imagine a high worth a single session of dialysis.
Yeah.
A single one.
It's not worth messing around with.
It's not worth fucking with. So, I mean, if people out there, if you have tried Spice or K2, watch your urine output because you could be in trouble.
Yeah, it's nothing to mess with, not for human consumption. There's a reason why it says that on the label, because it's not for human consumption. Now, of course, we know why people try the K2 or the spice is they've got drug tests that are going to catch marijuana, but not K2. They have to worry about whether or not it's going to, you know, dealing with the underground market is going to cost them their job or get them in trouble with the police. So they want a legal outlet for something that gives them the effects of marijuana. And this is just a need that is not going away. People are always going to want this. And when we prevent them through drug testing, through these prohibition laws, from getting the safe, natural cannabis that has never killed anyone, never shut down anyone's kidneys, when we prevent them from getting that, somebody steps in to provide that that same sort of high for the market out there. It's the law of supply and demand, and no matter what other laws you try to pass, you can't repeal that one.
We've also got drug testing in K2 in our next story. Two Montana medical marijuana providers that had been part of an investigation back in 2010 are in the news again, and this time for several felony drug possession and distribution charges. Now, two sisters from Havre, Montana, a north central Montana community of around 10,000, had their 2010 drug charges against them thrown out. The case centered around an undercover officer who had used a fake Montana medical marijuana card to receive medical marijuana from them. The Fitzpatrick sisters owned the medical marijuana dispensary Ganja Gardens and were initially charged in September of 2010 with felonies for criminal distribution of a dangerous substance and possession of dangerous drugs with the intent to distribute. The state was claiming the sisters possessed more marijuana than was allowed under the state's medical marijuana laws, and also that they were selling to people who were not registered patients. But District Judge Julie Masek from Great Falls ruled that law enforcement acted with outrageous governmental conduct in its use of an undercover officer with a false ID card and a false medical marijuana card and dismissed those charges against him. The state has appealed that decision, and in their appeal, they called it laughable that the agent should have used his real name and that he should have been forbidden from using a cover. Now, at the time of their initial arrest, the sisters were state employees. Melissa Fitzpatrick was a deputy juvenile probation officer, and Lainey Fitzpatrick worked for the Department of Public Health and Human Services in its Child and Family Services Division. Neither of them hold those positions any longer. But now, while they were waiting for the appeal case, which has been really drawn out, last November, one of the sisters, Lainey Fitzpatrick, along with Garrett Briere, also of Havre, Montana, were arrested near Roseburg, Oregon, the home of Ganja John, on Interstate 5 after officers found 12 pounds of marijuana in the car with them during a traffic stop. Both suspects were arrested and released, and that case is still pending. Now, the most recent case erupted yesterday when Hill County attorneys filed 5 new felony drug possession and distribution charges against Melissa Fitzpatrick for drug possession and distribution, and 10 new charges against Lainey Fitzpatrick for the same thing. Court records show this time a confidential informant who was working for the Tri-Agency Safe Trails Task Force and not a registered medical marijuana patient purchased marijuana hash and also synthetic marijuana, a spice, from the women. Some informants that tested positive for spice told their probation officers they had purchased that product from the Fitzpatrick sisters in hopes it would not be detected in their court-ordered drug tests. The task force served a warrant on April 18th after a four-month investigation. The women had a total of 44 registered medical marijuana patients, so they could have possessed, under the new restrictions, 2.75 pounds of marijuana. Officers say they found over 12 pounds, 44 plants, $36,000 in cash at their home, along with some hash and some cannabis-infused butter. So more legal problems for the Fitzpatrick sisters.
Yeah, you know, when I hear stories like this, you know, you never, it's a tough line you got to walk, because on one hand, you don't want to see people misusing a medical marijuana statute, you know, to great extent to try to, you know, cover commercial dealing just because of the way that looks to the public, the way that it might affect other states that are trying to pass medical marijuana. But on the other hand, some of these stories just remind me of Jack Palance and Shane, you know, throwing the gun at the guy's feet, you know, pick it up, I dare you. No, sir, you'll shoot me, pick up the gun, right? I mean, for some of these people, you realize how bad the economy is. You got no way of really making a decent living anymore. And you give people, you know, the right to have medical marijuana, and they grow these plants, and they have this medicine that it works wonders for them, but also they know that they can sell it to friends and other people they know for a great deal of money. And to think that some people aren't going to do that, that some people, that's, of course that's going to happen. The thing is, if this were legal, if it were completely legal for even the healthy people, that sort of market goes away. I mean, there might be some selling on the side, but I mean, when the prices drop to what they're naturally going to drop to, when marijuana is truly a legal commodity, it'd be like trying to get by on selling zucchinis out of your garden.
In Oregon, it's almost there.
Yeah, I mean,
people can't really make a living from it anymore.
This was something we were, I was going over in the emails today too, getting reports from some activists I know in California talking about how the crackdown, all it's done is it's put the pinch on the retail distribution. But
right.
Since they've been going after the dispensaries, it's done nothing to go after the growers. And CAMP was defunded this year. The Campaign Against Marijuana Planting, Governor Jerry Brown, for austerity measures, cut that. So there won't be helicopters flying around the Emerald Triangle this summer anymore trying to bust down pot plants. So there's going to be such a glut on the wholesale level that, you know, the prices are going to come down to even, you know, more than what they've come down already.
Well, and the thing is, too, you know, when you bust all these dispensaries, it doesn't make the growers disappear. That weed just goes to a different market.
Right.
It goes from a legal sort of regulated market to an unregulated black market where they're getting about the same price anyways.
Yeah, and it's going to become, I think there's going to be some pressure from some of these interior states that don't want marijuana and continue to get these busts of multi-dozen or multi-hundred pounds of cars coming through the rural interstates there that are going to say, you know, look, why don't you take care of your own business, you know, regulate that thing to try to dissuade all of it coming across this way. Give them a way to, you know, make the buck that we can all benefit from. We can all have regulations, inspections, and get some tax revenue off of it. Just seems like the reasonable thing to do.
And start driving Highway 99, baby.
Highway 99.
Now, like every program before, the Arizona Medical Marijuana Program has had its challenges as it slowly and surely is being put into place. Dispensaries that are allowed by state medical marijuana law had to wait for Arizona Governor Jan Brewer's lawsuit before it was allowed to go forward. The governor wanted assurance that state employees wouldn't be prosecuted for drug crimes, for accepting licensing forms, and working with a regulated program. That lawsuit by the governor was dismissed. But now that everything is a go, dispensaries that want to open in Arizona must hurry and get their paperwork together if they want to be considered for a license. The window to turn in your application to open a medical marijuana dispensary in Arizona finally begins on Monday, this coming Monday, but it will close on May 25th, just 2 weeks after they started taking applications. Now, if you would like to open a dispensary in the state of Arizona, you can fill out the 4-page application found on the Arizona Department of Health's website. You can have no felonies on your record. You have to have a clear and a cogent plan for security and safety at your facility. And you need to have the paperwork, either rental or ownership papers, that show your location would be following all zoning rules. The application process is only open to those over 21. It's hard to imagine someone under 21 being able to cover all the requirements, but just to be sure. Now, you must also submit your business plan that shows that you are planning to run as a nonprofit business. And as a business that isn't allowed to make traditional profits, you must also turn your application in with a $5,000 fee. And although it's not required, applications that are turned in with proof that they have $150,000 in the bank will be shown preference over those that don't turn in that proof. Now, even with all that, some expect that the competition might be fierce to grab up one of the 125 dispensary business licenses, and that is the maximum amount of dispensaries that will be allowed in the state by law. Now, good luck to the business pioneers that find their way in the new medical marijuana industry in Arizona. Some of those business licenses will no doubt go to the out-of-state dispensaries that already have been through a similar process, and those that do make it will face challenges that other businesses do not have, such as finding a place to do banking, and with the latest court ruling, finding a source of funding if you need a loan. We told you this week about a recent Arizona lawsuit where a couple that loaned a dispensary $500,000 sued when they weren't paid back, and the judge in that case threw it out, saying that since marijuana was illegal federally, you can't collect on a contract with a business that is federally illegal. Tough times, but we will keep you posted on how many apply, how many are accepted, and any other challenges that crop up as Arizona finally gets their dispensaries 2 years after that law was passed.
Yeah, it's kind of a bittersweet victory when you think about it, because Arizona, in their medical marijuana law, has what is known as the 25-mile halo rule. And what that means is that you cannot grow your own marijuana for your own purposes as a medical medical patient there, if you're within 25 miles of a dispensary, you have to register at the dispensary and get your medicine from there. So we've had this medical marijuana law since 2010 in Arizona, and people have become patients. And when you're not within 25 miles of a dispensary, you're allowed to grow 12 plants. So imagine you're the patient here who's finally been able to get legal on this program and even gone to some great lengths to find yourself the ballast and the lights and get the soil and do the planting and try to raise these plants up. And you've put all this hard work and a lot of your money and you know, changing. Sometimes you have to change the way your house is wired up. You have to set up all sorts of filtration systems for air. You don't want criminals coming in, so forth. You've gone to all that time, trouble, and expense. And then Joe Bob opens up a dispensary 22 miles away from you. And you've got to stop. You got to get rid of your plants, got to sell all your stuff, and you got to go shop at Joe Bob's dispensary. So it is kind of a bittersweet thing.
Hey, Russ, what do you think about a break? Maybe I'll turn my phone off.
Is that what that was?
That's what that was.
Oh, I thought it was an alarm.
Sorry, John Lucy.
We'll be right back after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Wiz Khalifa's wallet and cell phone are missing. Again. And Taco Bell's already been searched. We gotta look somewhere else.
If I were to tell you that in America, right now, over 1 million children sell marijuana, what would you think? Would you think that any public policy that creates over 1 million teenage marijuana dealers needs to be re-examined and possibly amended? You would not be alone. The members of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, aka NORML, have been working since 1970 to reform marijuana laws such that responsible adults, not children, sell and use marijuana. Isn't it high time to reform America's misguided marijuana laws? This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of NORML in Washington, D.C. Only concerned citizens can effectively end the federal government's nearly 70-year-old prohibition on responsible adult marijuana sales and use. Want to know more about how you can help? Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORMAL, or by visiting the organization's popular and informative webpage at NORML, NORML.org.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today, we take you into the weekend with Rockin' Friday. Our segment features the best of rock, metal, punk, and jam band music. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tune.
All right, folks, it's probably becoming like a broken record this week, but I love this band, the FNAs, out of Dallas, Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth NORML gig that I was at this last weekend. I was just really impressed with their musicianship, especially the drummer slash keyboard player, Valenti, who I was told plays with other bands as well that are just some pretty hot outfits out there in Dallas. But you can find them on the FNAs on Twitter, the FNAs on Facebook. Get more of their music. Support these guys because I think they're really going places. They got a great sound that kind of transcends a lot of genres. I mean, the stuff off this CD I could play on Irie Wednesday. I can play it on Groovin' Thursday. I can play it on Rockin' Friday. There's something in there for everyone. So this one for your Rockin' Friday tune. Oh, and by the way, Herb's not with us today. He will be in tonight for Normal Rocks with Herb Thrasher. And he's got Brian the Red filling in for me to do the engineering work. He's got music tonight coming coming up from Battlecross, King Giant, Orange Goblin, and then he's going to do, in the middle there, we got a little alt-country thing, a little bit of Dixieland bluegrass stuff with Grandpa's Cough Medicine and Green Sky Bluegrass. Then back to the rock with some 6 Feet Under, and then he'll finish it up with Snowbud and the Flower People. So check out Normal Rocks with Herb Thrasher later on tonight on the Normal Network at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. But now, let's go back to the FNAs. This is FNAs in your ear. Ew.
Everybody throw your hands on high. Move your body like it's do or die. He's about to break it down right here. FNAs are coming in your ear, yeah.
Here to drop it right, shaking the stage, taking no names, we make it all right. Do what we do, know what we do, you better stand. Cause the FNAs are here to school, yeah. It's time to party, throw your hands up and party right. Feel in the groove that makes you feel so tight. Don't try to stop it, let the rhythm take control. Now the FNAs are in your ear, yeah.
Everybody throw your hands on high. Move your body like it's do or die. He's about to break it down right here. FNAs are coming in your ear, yeah. Everybody throw your hands on now. Move your body like it's gone corrupt. He's about to break it down right here. FNAs are coming in your ear, yeah. Feeling the rhythm, never feel like that. Bidi-bop-bop, you're feeling good, now we gon' feel good back. No one can ever, ever take that back. FNAs are coming in your ear now. We cut and loose and everything be right. We're here for jam and here for fun. We're going to party tonight. Do what you do, just bob your head and everything be right. The FNAs are coming in your ear, yeah. Everybody throw your hands on high. Move your body like it's do or die. He's about to break it down right here. The FNAs are coming in your ear, yeah. Everybody throw your hands on now. Move your body like it's gone corrupt. Slow it down. Music we play to make the world go round. Feeling so good, you better know it down. FNAs are coming in your ear, yeah. Just close your eyes and let your mind go free. We be the ones that bring your jams, you see. You want to move, then come and move with me. FNAs are coming in your ear. Everybody throw your hands on high. Move your body like it's do or die. We's about to break it down right here. FNAs are coming in your ear, yeah.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Pot 2.0. It's not your father's Woodstock weed. Normal Show Live reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
Cause the day was hard and your work was reach in that pocket for your bag of green and smoke that weed. Smoke that weed. Smoke that weed. Smoke that weed.
As High Times senior cultivation editor, I'm often called into the field and asked to sample or even identify exotic strains of marijuana in their natural habitat. Now, for the first time, I've compiled more than 120 of my favorite strains into this single field guide designed to fit into your pocket as you travel the world in search of your favorite plant. From a friend's closet grow room to the wilds of Northern California, this single guide covers all of today's best-known strains, plus heirlooms and throwbacks, including High Times quality photos and information on each variety's genetic heritage and growing characteristics, plus my personal notes on aroma, flavor, and potency. So this is Danny Danko, author of the official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains, wishing you good times and great ganja.
The official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains is available at hightimes.com and finer bookstores.
Warning, hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that. Since 1970, Normal has been fighting for the rights of all adults to use cannabis responsibly. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. Today, we bring that working relationship to Normal Show Live with our guest, West Coast editor Dave Bienstock, and our High Times newsstand preview.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We welcome Dave back to the broadcast. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, very good, Russ. Friday, can't complain. How about you?
Having a beautiful day up here in the Pacific Northwest, so I'm can't complain either. So there we go. We're all feeling good. We're looking forward to more fun down there in California as well. We'll get to talking about the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Francisco here in just a bit. But, of course, we've got the magazine coming out. Actually, both magazines, new issues of High Times and High Times Medical Cannabis Quarterly. Now, I know a lot of people know what High Times is, but they may not have heard of High Times Medical Cannabis Quarterly. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, it's hopefully they've heard of High Times Medical Marijuana because that's our title for basically a quarterly publication that's just dedicated to medical cannabis patients and providers. So, you know, it's still a High Times magazine, but we have a slightly different focus. It's out four times a year. I always enjoy working on it. And we cover everything from the best strains to, you know, people who are fighting back against this crackdown, patients who've had tremendous success with using cannabis medicine. So it's really fun to work on.
All right. And, you know, speaking of medical cannabis cups, we just did one in Denver that we got to attend, had a great time there. And how was your experience there at the Denver Cup and interfacing with patients in this whole issue?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was our second time in Denver to hold the event. Just a great city. I really think, you know, at the forefront of the whole cannabis movement right now. And of course, you know, looking to have a legalization initiative on the ballot this November, Amendment 64. So it was a really exciting time to be there. We get a very warm welcome, shall we say, in the Mile High City, and just looking forward to going back again and seeing all the friends we've made there.
You know, is there, now that we have multiple medical cannabis cups going on across the country, we've seen Detroit and Denver and Los Angeles, San Francisco, or as Rolla J would prefer to say, the Bay Area. As this is happening and this continues on, do you see there kind of becoming a rivalry or competition where people try to judge which area's cup is better than the others?
Oh, well, I mean, the one thing you learn working at High Times pretty quick is that the best marijuana in the world is always 100% whatever the person you're with grew. So I don't see my perspective changing much, but it's, you know, it's a rivalry that predates the cup, and what I think is nice, it's a friendly rivalry. I mean, I don't think it gets any more heated than a Red Sox Yankees series back east.
Hey Dave, it's Ganja John, and I don't work for High Times, so I'm just gonna go ahead and say that Denver has the best oil. I said it. Nobody has the best weed, but Denver definitely has the best hash oil.
Okay, send your letters to Ganja John.
John at normal.org.
There you go. You got it. John at normal.org. The rivalry has begun.
NorCal computers are firing up.
There we go.
NorCal, they're a little laid back. They'll get to it.
That's right. They'll get to it. They're laid back right now. Now, David, of course, we've got the new issue of High Times coming out. So what are folks looking for on the cover, and what are some of the stories they need to check out in the magazine?
Oh, well, it's kind of a fun cover. It's a little bit of a play on the eat this, not that, but it's grow this, not that.
Yeah, we got a copy right here.
You'll see a beautiful plant on the cover, and then what might happen to you if you don't. You know, I'm not the grow expert, but I've been to a lot of farms. I've met a lot of the cultivators, and I can say, you know, having good, solid information is the key. So, you know, that's what we're trying to project with the cover. And then inside, I have a couple of stories in here myself that I'm pretty excited about. I had an interview with Alex Lyson, who's the guitarist from Rush.
Yeah, that one. I've definitely dug into that one as soon as I got the issue, because I've been, as a bass player, been a long time Geddy Lee fan. So to hear Alex's perspectives on things, that was really cool.
Yeah, just a super nice guy. We kind of have a mutual friend in the Trailer Park Boys up in Canada. So that's how we got together, and such a nice guy. And you know, he talks in the interview about first of all, 100% behind legalization, and particularly in Canada, you know, where he lives, and just a really fun interview. I'm you know, they're such a huge band, and they really have such a dedicated fan base that it was exciting to kind of bring a new perspective on the band. You know, he certainly talks about his experience with marijuana, his personal experience, in a way that, you know, I don't think has ever been reported anywhere else. So it was a fun interview.
You know, of course, I had to turn to page 112 here, where there's this fantastic write-up on the Normal Network. I wanted to thank you so much for getting this in the magazine, because there's a picture of Keith Stropp and myself. I'll tell you, when we were in Denver, Keith and I went across the street to the 7-Eleven that was there, and this magazine, this copy that I've got in my hands, was sitting right there at the checkout stand. And so as Keith stood next to me, I grabbed the magazine and thumbed to this picture, and I held it up to the guy at the counter. I said, "Have you seen these two men?" He's like, "No, I don't think so." It was a lot of fun. So thanks for that moment, David.
Oh, no problem. And thanks so much. You know, everybody out there, Russ has been an increasing contributor to the print magazine. And we're really excited to have his perspective in our pages, for sure.
Oh, I appreciate the place to be able to write. That's been a lot of fun to be in the magazine now, I guess, three covers in a row, so in one way or another. So that's pretty cool. What else do we got looking forward? Of course, we always got the Dear Danko segment in the magazine for people looking for grow tips. I know High Times has always been really dedicated to the growing community out there. Any other grow-centered, I guess, the Grow This, Not That articles, right?
Yeah, and then speaking of my good friend and colleague Danny Danko, he went up to the Basque Country for what he called the Buds of the Basque Country, which, if anybody doesn't know, it's an area basically between France and Spain. They've always been very, very independent. They have their own language. They have their own culture. I've actually been up there myself on some High Times reporting, and it's just an amazing place and a great read. And you know, that's one of the things we really love to do, is just show how global this culture is. And it's I mean, anybody who's read The Sun Also Rises, that's Basque Country,
right?
And I found their marijuana culture there to embody that festive spirit, and it was really fun to go there and to read about it in Danny's story. Also, there's an excerpt from the official High Times Cannabis Cookbook, which
right,
has been blowing up lately. I have a story about how to brew your own compost tea, which I'm really excited to get that information out there. This is like an organic way to provide nutrients, to have pest and mold protection, So I encourage everybody that is interested, especially in growing organic cannabis, to check that out, or just to check out compost tea in general.
I swear by those.
What's that, John?
I swear by those compost teas. I want my weed as poopy as possible. I want it to smell real poopy.
There we go.
But since I've been using those compost teas, the plants have been exploding out of the ground. And it's a lot cheaper than spending $400 a month on newts. A lot cheaper.
Great tips. All right.
Go
ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say, I've been on a lot of farms and gardens, especially outdoor, and the compost tea gardens that I've seen just have a real vitality.
Yeah.
So that's not so much scientific as my observation, but there is a lot of science behind it as well.
All right. So we have to get to the event coming up here at the end of June, High Times Medical Cannabis Cup San Francisco, or as we should point out, Richmond.
Rich what?
Richmond. So Rolla J wants to know, what's up with that? What's up with Richmond?
we have a beautiful facility up in Richmond called the Craneway Pavilion. It was actually an old Ford automotive plant way back in the day. Hmm. I don't honestly know the date, but more than 50 years ago. And it's been newly converted. It's a beautiful world-class facility. They're happy to have us there, which is...
There's something to be
said. Always part of the decision making, you know? And so, I think probably most people listening to this show, if they could host the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in their own backyard, would.
That's right.
But we have to find a place that welcomes us in, that has the kind of facilities that we really want to make this a world-class event. And, you know, we found a really good partner up there. So I'll just say I think it's, you know, going to be worth the trek. And certainly some people live closer to Richmond than San Francisco. So, yeah.
I think the perspective from people outside the area, too, is like Bay Area, fine. Good enough. We're there. We're in the Bay Area. We can do the San Francisco touristy things if we want to. We're close enough, you know.
I'm super stoked on it, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time.
It's not going to be in downtown San Francisco. But
yeah.
that's just me.
So the info for on the website, there's a medcancup.com. You can get all the San Francisco info. Get it booked now because these things tend to sell out, don't they, David?
It can happen.
Yeah, I think
that's
pretty
good. That would be a sad outcome.
Now, is there going to be any changes to the categories or the judging for the San Francisco Cup this year, or are things just going to run along as they have up in the past few cups here?
We're going to have we've been refining it, but we really like the categories where they are, which is indica, sativa, hybrids, concentrates, and basically the edibles and infused products. Mm-hmm. And then we'll still be given the high CBD award, which I really have to say that's, to me, something we've added along the way, and we're always looking to improve. And it's been great to kind of honor the people who are doing that work of breeding these high CBD plants, because that's an important addition to our cannabis gene pool and a good way to kind of honor the people who are bringing that CBD back to patients ultimately.
Yeah, it'd be nice as we legalize this and we don't have that market force of prohibition that directs people to want to grow, you know, mostly THC laden, more potent plants. With the freedom to grow any kind of plant, I imagine the diversity is just going to explode.
Yeah, what I also just hear from the dispensaries and the medical providers is that, you know, when they can get a line on a good, consistent supply of high CBD medicine, there's starting to be a market for it. So so they're not going to stock the shelves 100% with high CBD medicine, but they want to make it available because there's a small and growing number of people who come in asking for it, looking for it. Maybe they don't even come in looking for it, but after a short consultation, they can figure out that's what's going to benefit the most. So, as we speak to the growers, I would just encourage growers, you know, if that's something that interests you, there is a market for high CBD medicine.
All right. Well, let's get more information out on that. Of course, projectcbd.org is one place to look for more information on the growing development of CBD strains. medicines and how that medicine can help people out. David Bienstock is the senior West Coast editor of High Times Magazine and High Times Medical Marijuana, and joins us on the second Fridays of every month. So we'll get to talk to you again next month, right before we'll be about 2 weeks out from the Medical Cannabis Cup. We'll find out more about the lineup and the panels and all that good stuff, okay?
I'll have all the inside scoop for you, Russ.
Sounds great. All right. Thanks, Dave, so much. And when we come back, we will be on the phone with Ngayo Bealum, who's joining us from California as well. And we'll be talking about his upcoming performance at the Mount Tabor Theater right here in Portland, Oregon. We'll be right back after this. Stick around.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
You know why we pirates love the Normal Show? Har har! Because it's always smoking, matey. Har 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 har!
The Normal Network brings you the best in daily toker tunes at 3 and 9 o'clock Pacific Time, a.m. and p.m. every weekday. Each day features a different genre, including Roots Monday.
Folks, here's a story about Mindy Vermucher.
Electric Tuesday. Yeah. No, no, no. Irie Wednesday.
Summer ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer.
Groovin' Thursday.
Don't you wanna get high?
And Rockin' Friday.
Something like to hit the ball. Some just took the vibe.
I'm John Bon Jovi, and I've been given a script to talk to you about drugs, rock and roll, having fun, a good time, and all that good stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, drugs is not a part of my everyday routine. It's not everyday fun. It's not good for you. All right? So listen, think twice before you do drugs, because there ain't no winners out there doing it.
The most devastating effect of the war on marijuana is that it is a war on everyday people like you and me. All week, we speak to the doctors, scientists, celebrities, and politicians who make up the professionals fighting for cannabis liberty. But we never forget about the tens of millions who use cannabis, the millions who need medical access to cannabis, and the hundreds of thousands arrested every year for cannabis, and the tens of thousands imprisoned under our marijuana laws. At Normal, we are the Cannabis Consumers Lobby, and we take this opportunity to share the experience of our cannabis community.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and hopefully joining us on the phone, we've got Ngayo Bealum on the line. I'm not sure if he's there or not. Are you there, Ngayo? Nothing but silence coming from the Ngayo line, so we will try that again, see if we can call out there and get him on the line. He's coming up here to Portland, Oregon for the Mount Tabor Theater. He's going to be doing comedy out there at Mount Tabor, and he wanted to come up here and promote that just a little bit here on the show. He's also been a frequent contributor to the Seattle Hemp Fest and other events in the cannabis community, as well as being the publisher of West Coast Cannabis Magazine, which...
Hello,
do we have Ngayo there?
That's Ngayo.
Hey, it's Radical Russ out here at Normal Show Live. Great to have you on the line. How you doing?
Good to be here. I could hear you earlier. You just couldn't hear me, huh?
I guess that was the deal. We've been having some weird Skype issues today, but I'm glad we got you in.
The trouble with modern technology, sir.
That's right. Well, I was telling folks that you're coming up here to Portland doing some comedy at the Mount Tabor Theater. Let's tell folks about that.
That's right. We're taking the Cannabis Comedy Festival on the road. We're going to be at the Mount Tabor Theater on May 20th, and then we're also going to be at the Lynn Benton the HRC down there in Albany on May 19th, on that Saturday night. And then we're supposed to be somewhere in the Medford Talent area, although we lost our venue. So if anyone knows a good venue between Ashland and Talent where we can do a show on Friday night, get at me and we'll hook it up.
Well, that'd be all right. And you keep saying we, so who's involved in this tour?
Me, myself, and I.
Oh.
No. The three of us. I'm Trichophrenic.
Okay.
Me, the wonderful and talented Ron Funches, who's quickly becoming one of everyone's favorite comedians from the Portland
And my best friend, as a matter of fact.
And your best friend, Ron Funches. And what's that?
Oh, go for it.
Oh, and then Christine Levine. So Ron's going to do the Saturday with me. down in Albany, and maybe the Friday night if we can get the venue together. And then me, him, Christine Levine, and my homeboy Charlie Brown the Juggler are going to be at the Mount Tabor on Sunday the 20th.
Are you doing any juggling?
It's only $10.
Are you doing any juggling with your homeboy? Because I understand you're quite the talented juggler as well.
I am sometimes a very talented juggler when I put my mind to it.
So the show's so $10.
There may or may not be some juggling.
Yeah, $10 at the Mount Tabor bucks. Theater. This and what's the date? Next Friday? Next
Sunday, May 20th.
Next Sunday. Okay, so next Sunday, May 20th, and, you know, Tabor Theater's not too far away from our studios here, so I'm sure we can come down there and check out the show as well.
Yeah.
All right, so...
It starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. We want everyone to be there. And, Ngaio, you know, since the last time we talked, I wanted to find out what was happening with West Coast Cannabis, if people were following that magazine.
West Coast Cannabis doesn't exist in its current form.
Yeah.
Thanks to the federal crackdown and losing all our advertisers.
Right, and that's the issue, you know, as I wanted to get to this, is that people, you know, when they hear about this crackdown in California on the dispensaries and such, what the ripple effect that it has throughout all sorts of industries and things that are going on that people don't recognize. And so this has been had been tough personally on you, I imagine.
It definitely cost a lot of people jobs. It's been very tough personally on me. So please... come to the show on Sunday, the 20th, at Mount Chamber Theater.
Please, people, show your support.
Important, please. Pretty please. I'm trying not to have to apply for food stamps.
You know,
my mom's tired of me driving her car, so please.
There we go.
Come to the show. I mean, shit. It shut down, you know, there used to be 80 Club. Sorry. 80 clubs out here in Sacramento County, and now there's none. So,
wow.
Even if you figure every club employed, say, 10 people, that's 800 jobs.
Yeah.
Right, and not counting security firms and accountants and lawyers. And so it's been very hard. It's been a big crunch. A lot of people haven't recovered yet. And that's one of those things. You crack down, you think, oh, it's just the clubs, but it's not. It's the magazines. It's all the ancillary things that people do that go along with this industry that's been shut down. And that's a terrible thing. And they're shutting down really good clubs. I mean, Berkeley Patients Group has to shut down, and they're one of the best clubs in the country. Always been compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
Always been there for the patients.
Marin Alliance.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, Marin Alliance. So many others.
Divinity Tree in San Francisco, Vapor Room in San Francisco, so many others.
Yeah.
So many others, good guys.
Yeah.
That's a thing, you know.
I had spoken to Stephen D'Angelo last week about this, and we kind of were lamenting the fact that, you know, they take down all the ones that, like, you know, it's not the guy that you'd think would make us look bad. It's the ones that make us look good that they want to take down.
Well, if you're any sort of conspiracy theorist, which I did not claim to be, but I do remember... when I worked at the California Patients Group down in Los Angeles, which was kind of the headquarters for a lot of the L.A. medical marijuana movement, where everybody would go to set up protests, to make posters, to do everything. When our management was down there working with the city council was actually signing a letter asking the feds to lay off of the cannabis movement. That was the same day the feds came in and raided us. And they didn't raid us because we were doing anything wrong. I'm pretty sure they raided us because we were kind of the setup point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You
know, we were the spot. We were the most political trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of the raid on Amsterdam, it's not because Richard Lee was doing anything wrong, because Richard Lee did everything right. It's because, you know, that's the financial backbone of the whole movement for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they can't have that.
Yeah, that's what they fear.
One of the things that... Oh, okay.
I was gonna say that's what they fear, is that movement being organized like that. You know, it's the political issue.
You know, see, one of the problems that the cannabis movement has always had is it's never been well funded, right? Pot smokers, for whatever reason or another, generally, at least the ones who are hardcore activists, don't really have the money to set up initiatives and do things like that. And the guys who have the money try to keep their marijuana use a secret. So, but once you have hardcore activists with access to money through clubs or clones or vending or whatever, then they can be a bigger political force, and as such must be dealt with a little harsher, would be my take.
Another issue here with respect, and not just with...
And that's why you should come see all the jokes.
There we go. We're getting all serious here. Another issue...
All kidding aside, no,
yeah, I was just going to say another issue that's come to mind lately here for me is, of course, this weekend is Mother's Day, and the regulation regulate marijuana like alcohol out in Colorado released this ad with a young woman writing to her mom about why she uses marijuana, and of course you're a dad and trying to raise kids here in this world where 11-year-olds are getting drug tested to be in the school orchestra. So what's that like trying to navigate that minefield with your kid and deal with these conflicting images and messages?
Everybody needs to stop being so freaking ridiculous. It's pot. All right? I'd be way more worried about my kid taking OxyContins in 11th grade or 12th grade than I would be about smoking a little weed if his grades were good. And it's not like kids don't know what marijuana is. They watch TV. They hang out with people. Once again, it's like booze, right? It's for grown-ups. It's not for kids. Nobody's doing anything wrong. Why is this even an issue? Why is this even hard to sell, to discuss, to talk about? It's ridiculous. People just being ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of working on these issues, you've been doing a lot of work on this. We talked about the West Coast Cannabis Magazine, but also you've always been a big supporter of the activist groups. You've been up there emceeing and working at Seattle Hemp Fest, among other venues that you play a lot at these things. So when it comes to Seattle Hemp Fest this year, there's kind of an interesting controversy going on with a legalization initiative that's going on there that some activists are kind of against. So what's your take on any of that? Have you been following that issue?
It seems like no one in Washington learned from what happened in California during Prop 19. Everybody wants to get all upset and get butthurt and feel like their position is the best, and if anybody disagrees with them, then that person is evil and can't be trusted or supported. And then it's going to set your movement back. It's going to set your movement back. We're all here on the same team. We're all here for cannabis to be legalized and people not to go to jail for having some weed on, or for selling weed, or for growing weed, or for making a weed business. That's the whole point. The whole point is you want weed legal, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that this per se DUI thing is a bit of a tricky wicket, and I can understand people going both ways on it. But I can't understand people fighting and taking it all personal, and all of a sudden someone who spent 15, 20 years, 30 years of their life working for this plant, working to help ease the laws, all of a sudden that person's evil and wrong. It's bull crap. I'm trying not to cuss.
Mm-hmm. No FCC here.
No, I know it's the internet. I know, fuck it. But the point is, people have to stop doing that. We're splitting ourselves up. You feel me?
Yeah.
We're splitting ourselves up. And I'm more interested in working for solutions and working toward less people going to jail for weed.
Fantastic. You
know? And one of the things that happened in California, I swear, when Proposition 19 didn't pass, the feds and the hardcore prohibitionists took that to mean that there was no political will for legalization in California, and they could do what they want.
Mm. Yeah, and of course we found in 2012 now, nothing coalesced as far as a legalization initiative for this ballot. So you guys have to watch Washington and Colorado and perhaps Oregon try it this time.
And hopefully Washington, Colorado, and Oregon will be able to get it done.
Yeah.
And show California that it is possible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, man, it's possible. I mean, we've come a long way for sure. Definitely a long way to go.
Yeah, we got a lot.
And you talk about all the festivals, the Hemp Fest and the Hemp Stock and the Madison Hemp Fest and the Boston Freedom Day and all these other things. Just keep that in mind. This is wonderful. You know what I'm saying? Marijuana is the only illegal drug that people throw festivals for. Right?
Yeah.
You never go to Mess Fest. So let's let's keep that in mind.
I wonder what Meth Fest would be together. Like. What would Meth Fest be like anyway?
Lots and lots of empty Sudafed bottles. Lots and lots.
Someone stole the sound system. They don't know.
No doubt. Hey, folks, we've been speaking with Guy O'Bealum. He's going to be with us here in hour two, so stick around. We'll talk some more and joke some more, I'm sure. But I want to remind everybody, Mount Tabor Theater next Sunday, May 20th. Just $10. And Ron's there, right?
Yeah.
Mount Tabor one.
And Christy.
And May 19th in Albany.
Yep.
May 19th in Albany. All
right. Christine Levine will be here in Portland. She's really funny. She's just about to go to the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. You guys should come out and see her and enjoy Ngaio. It'll be awesome.
It's going to be a good time. We'll see you there as well. Stick around, Ngaio. We'll have you here in hour two. For now, everybody listening to the podcast, hour one, thanks for joining us. For Ganja John, Wiz Khalifa, Cannabis Carry, I'm Radical Russ. We will talk to you next week. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers. Oh, and by the way, happy Mother's Day, Mom, and happy 29th birthday to my youngest brother, Josh, this weekend.
Happy Mother's Day, Ganja Mom.
See you later.
This is Normal Show Live. The voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.